The people of Egypt have a taste for freedom.
My friends who are in the square right now have been telling me that the atmosphere is electric and that they've never felt like this before, and they feel it's a whole new beginning.
Question: the beginning of what? We may be watching the end of the Mubarak era, but what name will we give the next era?
It took more than 100 years and a civil war to smooth out the wrinkles in our democracy. How much time do they have in Egypt? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 31st, and literally headlines changing constantly as news continues to come out of Egypt.
Yeah, it's freedom is more than a taste, I would say, after a week of uprising. It's beyond finger food there in Egypt, and we're following all of the developments, whether it's the military in the street or the calls for new protests. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The uprising continues across Egypt. You're hearing down President Mubarak in Cairo. Here's the sound of citywide demonstrations in the city of Alexandria. Alexandria, Egypt's second largest city. Protesters across the country say they will not give up until they have toppled President Hosni Mubarak. A crowd of tens of thousands is once again building in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Opposition groups hope to ratchet up the pressure with a million-strong rally planned for tomorrow.
Joining us now is from downtown Cairo is protester Ahmed El Gadar. Good morning, Ahmed.
Good morning.
What is happening? Are you near Tahrir Square?
Yeah, I'm right in Tahrir Square. I'm just around the corner, so I kind of hear you.
And what is happening? Is the square filled with people?
Yeah, you're totally filled with people. I can see people, not only the protesters that used to be on Tuesday and Friday. I can see people from all over the people of Egypt. I can see children. I can see elder men. I can see farmers. I can see workers. Some with skirts, some with the hair covered, some without. I can see Egypt, a sample of Egypt in the square right now.
Well, we just had guests on who were asking, you know, that we're not entirely sure what exactly the Egyptian people are protesting for. Do you think you're hosni to just bring down the Hosni Mubarak regime? Or are you hoping for a complete sweep of a democratic sweep through the government?
Okay, let me get this phrase to you. First of all, we had a few requests. But after President Mubarak kept us in this square for 7 days without answering our request, now everybody is asking for only one thing. We want Mubarak away. And the people here are shouting right now, Erhal, Erhal, which means leave, leave. So we can't understand what else can we do. First we protested, we said we want this regime down. It didn't go down. So we said we want Mubarak down. I don't know why can't he hear us, or how can't he understand this?
All right, that is a protester who's actually in Tahrir Square in downtown Cairo. Ahmed El Gadar, thanks so much for joining us.
And foreign evacuations have begun. The U.S. has advised American citizens that there will be charter flights to take them out. There are also similar calls in Japan and other countries, and organizing those flights is something that's taking place today, even as protesters call for a more than million-person rally for later on in the week. And there are mirrored sort of protests and call for protests online in places like Syria and Yemen, where unrest continues, and, of course, where this all began, Tunisian unrest continues also this week. Let's look at the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are mixed this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,823. The S&P opens at 1,276. And the Nasdaq begins at 2,686.
And you heard their voices on our show last week. Arab Americans watching their homeland up in upheaval.
Egyptian people are not foolish.
Tunisian people, they are capable of anything.
The government definitely feeling that threat of this uprising.
We will join with them again today to ask them about what they've seen over the weekend, what they're hearing from their friends and families back at home in Tunisia, in Yemen, in Egypt. Stay with us all this hour. Cover of Egypt.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.